Hello?
Hi, hello, sir. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'm conducting a statewide public opinion poll. To start, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
I am.
Thank you. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your opinion?
Well, probably social issues.
Social issues. There you are. Social issues, exactly. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your opinion?
Probably global warming. That's a big one.
Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Affecting Minnesota? Good question. Probably like the oil lines. I think people are gossiping about that.
Got it, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Here goes the first one. Medical manufacturing, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you. Refining.
Fair.
Mining.
Fair to good.
Is it fair to say good?
Yeah.
Okay. Agricultural and farming.
Good.
Good. Forest products.
I don't really know on that one. Good.
Fair enough. Okay. Good. Electric utilities.
Good.
Thank you. All right, sir. Now, I appreciate you. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups in doing managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Here goes the first one. Environmental groups. Excellent. Good. Just fair. Poor. Environmental
good.
Groups. Good. Thank you. County land departments.
Good.
Okay. Forest and timber industries.
Good.
Thank you. U.S. Forest Service.
Good.
Thank you. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Good.
Thank you. Let's go with the following. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and pepper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Very significant.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
More than harvested.
Thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than in 1970s?
Is there more today than the 70s? Yes.
Okay. And do you think that there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Is there enough?
Mm-hmm. To harvest now and in the future?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Negative.
Thank you. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Theoretically possible, yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yes.
Yes. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate the land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood or pepper products or not?
Paper products,
not pepper. Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested by Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
No.
No. Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
Sometimes.
Thank you. That would be a yes. Okay, now, Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generates a total of $60 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provided needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component to Minnesota's state economy, a significant component to Minnesota's economy, a minor component to Minnesota's economy, or is it not a fading component to Minnesota's state economy?
Significant.
Significant, thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging employment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund the programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find, train more workers to fill their jobs?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving the rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment will also provide classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
Support.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of several components of programs, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for the part of the program. Here's the first part. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of products and mills. No.
Support.
All right, let me read that again. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Support.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, and migrant and minority communities.
Support.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, education issues.
Support.
Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you, sir. Now, finally, these last few questions are about you and your household. So to start, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
35 to 49.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe the community you live in? A large city, suburban, small town?
Suburban.
Suburban. Thank you. And is your annual household income less than 25,000? 25,000
no.
to 4, to 50,000?
25 to 40.
25 to 40, thank you. Do you consider your political views as liberal / progressive, moderate,
yes,
or conservative?
Liberal, progressive.
Thank you. And which of the following categories would you put your job or your business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar profession. Retail. I just write. There you are. Okay, thank you. Business or retail sales. Thank you, sir. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you today. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And thank you for your patience and time. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.